Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 76th episode of the Dapper Gaming Podcast for December 8th. I'm Ryan. He's Joe.
Hi!
And, I moved again.
Yes, you did.
The lighting in this room's not as good. This room isn't red. I'm gonna put that out there right now. This room's really yellow. The lighting is just kind of shitty. There's two lights above me, and one of them's burnt out, and I haven't bothered to replace the bulbs.
So you're kind of like me, and you're currently just living off of monitor glow.
A little. When we were moving in here, like, it's winter now, at least in Canada, and it gets dark at, like, 1:30 in the afternoon where I live.
Oh. What?
Yeah, it starts getting, like, okay, I live in Victoria, which is basically, like, there's no sun except for, like, June, July, and August. And okay. So, there's just clouds all of the time, everywhere, forever. And so, at about 1:30, like, it just starts getting darker. And then by, like, 4, it's just pitch black. Like, okay, it's 5:30 here already, and it's pitch black outside. Like, pitch black.
It by 6:30 is usually when it starts getting, like, really dark / pitch black here.
No, it's dark at, like, 3:30.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like, this is why daylight saving times exists. Like, for this place in the world, it just gets super fucking dark real early. Like, imagine if we didn't move back an hour. It would be dark here at, like, 1:30 in the afternoon. Like, I drive back from school, and it's dark. It's pretty rad. But yeah, I moved again. I live even further away from town. I used to live a 20-minute drive away from town. Now I live a 45-minute drive away from town.
Yay, you're kind of like where I used to live in the county. We've, like, switched places now.
I've got
really close to downtown.
But I've got wicked fast internet still.
Suck a dick.
50 down, 10 up.
And
it's $40 a month.
3 down, 0.2 up.
Wicked.
Yeah.
The $40 a month.
I'm not supposed to be getting 0.2 up. Supposed to get like 0.7.
Oh,
but there's
kind of reasonable.
Something wrong with my internet or
your modem
line or something, and I've had like Bell out here like 20 times, and they still can't figure out the problem. So I just said fuck it, and I stopped caring. It just means I can't stream anymore. So I whatever else works fine.
Yeah.
And it takes me like 3 days to upload a YouTube video, but
that's why you just start on Monday and.
Yeah. No, if it's like a 20-minute video, it'll take me like
the
it's
week.
Like 1,200 hours to upload. I'm like,
okay.
Ugh.
So the last podcast that we uploaded, the video version, the episode that we did with Shane, 10 gigs.
Yeah.
10 gigs.
That would
and
take
that was a 720p
like,
video.
That would take me weeks and weeks to upload.
Yeah. It took me a whole day to upload it. Actually, well, it didn't take a whole day. It took, like, a whole night. But, I mean, if that was a 1080p video, it would have been, like, a 50... Because I have videos that are, like, that length that are 1080p. And it would have been, like, over 100 gigs, probably.
I recently
That's
stopped.
Why we don't do this show in 1080p. They don't need to see my mustache in HD.
Yeah. I recently stopped uploading YouTube videos and recording at 1080p. I'm down to 720p now, just because no one watches YouTube at 1080p.
I do.
Most people don't. So it's not even worth uploading, especially since the difference isn't that big.
It kind of affects audio.
Yeah, it does. But I only record at like... I only record at like 48K, so it's not going to be too much of a difference.
No, that's frequency, that's not... bit rate.
Oh, yeah.
48K for the frequency is like pretty okay. It's like low end studio.
24 bit.
Yeah. That's still not the bit rate. The 24 bit is how many bits per piece of data. And and then your bitrate is how many bits you have in a second of audio.
Yes, my bitrate for, like, when I export in Audacity is 24 bits per second.
No, it's not, because 24 bits a second is almost no information. You wouldn't be able to actually have a piece of audio. It's like 126 kilobits a second is like the low end, and then 256, and then 312, and 154. It's not 24. 24,000 maybe, but even that's super low. Like 128,000 bits is what like is like the low end. That's what I release the audio versions of this podcast in. Because then it keeps it under 100 megabytes.
I have no clue then what my audio quality is at, because
probably Audition 356. It would be in Audacity. When you export.
No, Audition.
Oh, Adobe Audition? Audition. Oh, yeah. It's totally in that. You said it yourself.
Well, it says my sample rate is 4800 hertz, mono, 24 bit.
If you're not doing an MP3, then you don't have a bitrate. If it's a wave, then it's considered lossless.
Yeah, I'm doing wave. Yeah.
Oh, then there's no bitrate. It's lossless. It is as many bits that it needs to put in a second.
Yeah, then I'm doing lossless.
Yeah.
I haven't done MP3 ever because it sounds horrible.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when you use MP3, like, when you upload to YouTube, it converts audio to MP3, and then it does, like, and it has a different bitrate for every, like, video setting.
Though YouTube now has 60 frames per second, which is nice.
I saw that.
Though I haven't heard...
The completionist did it.
I've heard some complaints about it recently, so I'm going to wait a little bit to start uploading at 60 frames per second.
Well, I mean, it's only worth doing it if you can actually record it that. Like, if you have a video camera that does 60 frames a second, then go ahead and
do it.
Yeah,
I do.
Do you?
My camera can record at 60 frames per second. The other thing is that if I start recording
You and I have, like, almost the same camera. So I was, like, thinking, like, no, it doesn't. But it does. It does 720-60, right? And 1080-30.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it doesn't do 60. You're fucking crazy.
I'll do that. But the thing is, if I do 60 frames per second, that is twice as much frames, which means a larger file size. Yeah. So even more to upload, which makes my upload time even more. So it's, like, at the point of, like, I don't even know if I should care.
No, you shouldn't. I think that, like, for example, so I don't mind watching video games at 30. I don't like playing them at 30, but, like, watching them, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And, like, I was watching The Completionist this week, and I noticed it was 720p60, and I was like, so you went and you put the time and the money into doing 720p60, but you don't do 1080p30. Like, I would way rather see a 1080p30 than a 720p60. Like, if I had a choice between those two things. And so I feel like people who are going for, like, that 60 FPS should really only be doing it if they're already hitting the 1080p30, because that, I feel like, is probably a more noticeable jump, because you get better audio, but you also have, like, significantly better video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seemed like such a strange thing to put your focus into, like, doing 720p60, but he doesn't hit 1080p30. And
For me, it's really not worth it, because, like, the change in upload time can get ridiculous when I start doing 1080 over 720, which really sucks, but...
Yeah.
True.
But, I mean, doing 720-60, it basically doubles the file size, but going from 720 to 1080 also, like, is roughly double the file size, so...
Yeah.
So besides your internet and me moving, what have you been playing? What video games?
I have been playing a lot of PlayStation 2 games. Been playing Rogue Galaxy. I've been playing Onimusha 3. What else? Smash Brothers, Pikmin 3. A little bit of Unreal Tournament here and there. The third one, and some Sly Cooper 2, Sly Cooper 1, some Jack 2, Jack and Daxter 1. I've been playing a lot, that I can't just think off the top of my head without actually going over there and
Like looking at it.
and I don't feel like getting up. So
fair enough. Man, what have I been playing? Smash Bros. I played Smash Bros. Because my friends came over. So I owned Smash Brothers for like a week and a half before I actually got to play it.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at that game. Like, really bad at Smash Bros. It's a little upsetting because I'm pretty good at fighting games. Better than all of my friends, except for at Smash Bros. We were playing Smash Bros. And I was like, I would be like the third person knocked out, but I'd be like, man, like, what the hell? I was doing like way better. Or I'd be like get knocked out third, but I'd be like, I'm pretty sure I got like five people, like five or six stocks worth of people. Like, I didn't do that bad. And then it's like two. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean two? Like, I was playing Donkey Kong and I only got like two KOs, but I got what I have. Over 1,000% damage done. And I was this is fucking bullshit.
Let's be clear on this. Is this four-man Smash or eight-man Smash?
Four-man Smash.
Okay, if it was eight-man, that'd be very embarrassing.
Only two stocks? Yeah. No, in eight-man Smash, I always play Little Mac.
Yeah.
And then I just fucking uppercut people off the map.
I literally just
stand there and uppercut people. There's this one map in eight-man Smash that has, like, that hill on, like, the right-hand side. And I bait people into coming on the hill.
Is there a hill on both sides?
No, just on the right-hand side. And then there's, like, a cliff on the left.
Oh, that's the Mario one where there's the warp pipe and then the cliff that kind of goes up this way?
Yeah. And in eight-man Smash, I bait people onto that hill. Because when Little Mac uppercuts you and you're halfway up the hill, you hit the ceiling and die. Every time. And so in eight-person Smash, I was just, like, fucking people up because I was just, like, standing in the same spot and then just uppercutting whenever someone got close. I would always just kill them instantly. And they'd be like, what the fuck? I didn't even have that much damage. Like, how'd you kill me? And like, oh, nothing. Don't worry about it.
That's awesome.
I'm just really good at this game.
I'm the best.
Yeah, I got like 16 stocks. Or, like, 16 KOs. And then, like, one. And my friends were like, this is bullshit. Like, how'd you do that? I'm like, don't worry about it.
None of your business.
Yeah. The second time that I tried it, they kind of realized what happened. They stopped walking up on the hill. Because, you just, like, get them halfway up and then just fucking uppercut them. I really like Little Mac. He's really fun. I'm also kind of good with him because he fights kind of like other fighting game characters. He's got no ledge recovery, which is fine because I'm no good at it anyways. So I don't need the ledge recovery because I'll fucking die regardless. So I'm just like, screw it. I can just uppercut people off the map.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Shulk or Sonic guy.
I'm really bad at Sonic. I feel like I don't get him. Like, Sonic all I do is I do that stupid, like, I do my Smash where you're, like, rolling around.
Yeah.
And then I just don't
it's
get
funny
any,
because
don't get any KOs.
Sonic's one of, like, the only characters where you don't really need to use his special attacks that much. It's mostly about dashing around and just using your, like, your C-stick moves and then just up attacking people. Like, you launch him into the air with one of your attacks, and basically you kick them up in the air and you just keep using your up B to like launch them up into the air higher and higher until they eventually hit the ceiling and die.
All right, well, I'm gonna try them again, I guess. I'll probably
it's
play
a little
some
hard
Smash this weekend.
You have to be able to like time it right to be able to hit them as they're coming, but now you can do it because you're literally just juggling them in the air and they get pissed and then they die and then they get more pissed.
See, I felt like I would like Sonic because like Sonic is fast, vroom, vroom, like gotta go fast, but and like I like playing fast characters in fighting games. Like in Injustice, I main Harley Quinn because I like her as a character more than the Flash. But I mean, my best character is the Flash because he's the fucking Flash.
It's funny because Shulk can actually be almost as fast as Sonic in that game, and that's impressive.
I'm no good with Shulk. I tried, but I failed.
He's one of the hardest characters. He's one of the hardest characters to learn in the game just because of his Monado arts.
I'm pretty good at Bikini Suit Samus.
bikini suit Samus? It has to be bikini suit.
No, it doesn't. But
okay.
But I wanted to bring that up. So awkward.
I still love the kids. How the
oh, their skins. Costume, yeah.
Yeah, their skins is each of the different Koopa kids. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really smart because if they put fucking 8 Koopa kids in that game, I would murder someone.
I would have fucking cried.
I mean, they did it in Mario Kart.
I know.
I was so mad. I was so mad. I was like, this is the fucking stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, what a waste of characters. I would rather see, like, is Drybones in Mario Kart 8? I don't think he is.
I think so.
Yeah, like, I would have rather seen, like, Drybones. I would have rather seen, I don't know.
I'm upset that they didn't take from Project M for a lot of things. Like, I by that, I mean, like, their textures. Because they made a lot of cool skins. Like, they used Drybones Bowser for one. And they had the Princess Peach, but the version from Paper Mario Thousand Year Door when she turns all evil. That was a cool one. And then they have a version of Fierce Diane Link in the new Smash Bros., but it doesn't look that good.
Yeah, no clue. Drybones Bowser is in Mario Kart 8 now.
He is?
Yes.
That's awesome. I love Drybones Bowser.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's pretty neat looking.
Also, Nintendo needs to learn how to color some characters because, like, the alteration skins for Sonic and Pac-Man are just horrible.
Are they? I haven't looked at them. Because, like, there's not enough of us that, like, when we play, we always either, like, mirror match each other or we pick all different characters. So,
yeah. Sonic, just like in Brawl, pretty much the only thing that changes is, like, his wristband and then, like, the tint of blue that he is. Like, you can get to, like, a grayish blue, but that's about it.
That's so
fucked
up. And then
Pac-Man doesn't even change colors at all. It just changes his, like, gloves that he wears.
Bizarre. It might be because of, like, some kind of licensing thing.
Maybe. Who knows?
Like, it might not be entirely in Nintendo's hands, because, I mean, what is Pac-Man if he is not yellow?
I guess so. But it's like, you could play as Knuckles or Shadow the Hedgehog if you had Sonic.
Oh, man. This weekend, I'm going to have to play some Mario Kart 8 because I haven't got to play the DLC yet, which is really upsetting. We were going to play DLC, but something came up. But, they have a map in that is just Excitebike. And I'm really excited to play it. Because none of my friends have ever played Excitebike before. But I love Excitebike, so.
Excitebike is awesome.
Yeah. And this like kind of looks like Joe Danger, actually.
And
I really like Joe Danger.
I upsold a boxed Excitebike at the store I work at. The guy was like, what games have you got in the thing there? I'm like, well, we got Excitebike. And he's like, I'll take it. It was good.
You work on commission?
No.
No. So really, you just managed to sell something?
Yeah. I felt good about myself because that guy got Excitebike.
Excitebike's so good.
And everyone deserves Excitebike.
Yes, they do. Ah, jeez. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, there's one redeeming thing about me playing Smash. I might be no good at it, but when we played all Fox... Or no, it was all Falco, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. It was all Falco. I won.
Yeah.
Yep, I beat everyone. I'm pretty sure we played all Falco, and we played all Fox, and I beat everyone. Oh, and all Little Mac. In all of the mirror matches, I won. But it's also because they like we ended up picking characters I kind of knew. Like, when we played Little Mac, I was the only person who had played him yet. So I just, like, we just played, like, on the boxing ring, and everyone was like... confused about how to move. Like, they didn't even, like, I would just jump on the ropes and like go up to that top thing, and they'd be like, how do you get up there? I was like, you gotta jump on the ropes. They're like, what ropes?
The worst part about Little Mac is that his side B pretty much instantly kills you on some maps if you aren't careful. I've died so many times from that.
I've died a lot from that too. I try to stick to uppercuts.
You can literally, like, be, like, halfway... You can be in the middle of a platform and side be off of the map on some of the maps. It's horrible.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, what else have I been playing? Dragon Age Inquisition. That is a great game.
So, I recently watched a review by Space Hamster on it, and he did a really good job with that video. It's actually a really serious video for him, and makes me interested to play the game. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's got a... There's some stuff, like, if you were going to start playing that game and you haven't played the other two, there is, like, some background reading that you should do. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure they, like, there's a bunch of people who released, like, big articles that were, like, 2 pages long that were, like, this is everything you need to know before you play Dragon Age. And so one of the things...
I just want to fight the dragons.
That takes a while to get to. It's a long-ass game.
I bet. They look fucking hard.
I only killed my first... I'm level 13. I just killed the first dragon that you walk into. Because they're, like... I've been playing the game on hard. Everyone else doesn't have this issue. I have this issue because I've been playing it on hard. I'm always under-leveled. Everyone else is like, I completed everything in the Hinterlands and it ruined the game for me because I'm over-leveled for every piece of content after the Hinterlands. I completed every piece of content in the Hinterlands. I'm playing on hard. I'm like halfway through the game. I'm under-leveled for fucking everything.
That's what Space Hamster was saying. He was saying that the normal difficulty is just way too easy, and then the hard and whatever the immortal difficulty, I think it is more along the lines of the first game.
Sorry, you broke up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, he was saying that the normal difficulty is way too easy, and the hard difficulty is much more similar to the first game.
Yeah. I mean, the difficulty is similar to the first game. This game feels like a great version of Dragon Age 2. Dragon Age 2 was shitty, but this feels like a good version of that game, like what that game should have been. But it doesn't feel anything like 1. And so, some like the tactical screen, for example, where you like zoom out and play from top down, it's all fucked. It's garbage. It's so bad.
That the camera angle, like the camera control for that is just horrendous.
Yeah, it's WASD is the camera control, and you spin it with the middle mouse button, and it's...
What?
It's left... Is it left? I think it's right... No, it's left click, isn't it? Is left click is like auto attack or something? Fucking... The controls are all fucked up. I really hate it. I really hate it.
That's it.
Yeah, I hate it. I never use it. I never, ever fucking use it. I pause, and I just go around to, like, all of my characters and make them cast spells with the person that I want them to attack. And, like, the AI system in that game is way worse than the first one. Like, everything that you would have used for tactical is just way goddamn worse than the first one. Like, the first one is so much... It's such a good, like, well-thought-out, just, like, perfected system. And then the second one and the third one just don't manage to implement that system the same way. Like, they try to change it to make it more consoleized, and as a result, ruin it.
Hopefully Witcher 3 doesn't do that.
Well, the Witcher 3 doesn't... The combat is totally different. Like, they're not really comparable, because you're not, like, controlling a party in Witcher, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's like they still have to consider the consoles much more, especially since they announced PS4 and Xbox One versions.
Yeah, but there was a console version of Witcher 2.
But I heard it wasn't that great.
I don't think it was as good as the first one, or as the PC version, because it had worse graphics, no modding system, things that, like, are great like, about the PC version.
Wasn't the inventory system or something still based on, like, PC gameplay? And selecting items was really difficult or something?
Maybe. I don't know. They reworked that. They released that game, like, a year later on console because they, like, needed to rework the whole thing to make it work.
Okay.
Like, as people who port games, because that's CD Projekt Red's background, like, they used to localize games into Polish. That's how they got their start. Is that they localized, like, books, movies, TV, and video games into Polish. And The Witcher was their first video game that they ever made. And when they ported Witcher 2 to console, they just, like, remade the whole game because they're like, these mechanics don't work right, so we just have to do them over. Because, like, the combat was really mouse-based, so it would be all fucked up otherwise. So they, like, basically rebuilt that whole game, and it took them a year.
That's a good idea, though. It's better than just throwing something out there and just sticking buttons to things and going, this'll work. People won't hate this at all.
Yeah. I mean that's a company that works hard to get that shit together. They also own GOG.
They own GOG?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why they always like distribute a DRM free version of Witcher. 'Cause they sell it on GOG. All right. Yeah, but I've been playing a lot of Dragon Age Inquisition. Like I said, it feels like a great version of Dragon Age 2. So it doesn't really like it doesn't feel like Dragon Age 1, but the story's really good. I like the characters. The game is much more playable than games like Drive Club or Assassin's Creed Unity.
We have people constantly coming into our store being like, this game's broken. And we're like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna do about it?
It's
We
exactly.
can't take this back. We
Yeah.
didn't sell you a broken, like,
We didn't
we
sell
didn't
you.
sell you a broken disc. The game's just fucking broken.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The disc works, but the game's broken. I
Yeah.
remember before the launch of that, they were like, we're like 100% confident that our game is going to work on launch. And it launched. Shit, no one can get on the servers.
Wait, which game was that?
Drive Club.
Oh man. That is a game that got delayed multiple times. That was supposed to be a launch game. That was supposed to be a PS4 launch game. Everyone was gonna
Wait,
get it for free.
was it Drive Club? Oh no, I'm thinking of the crew. I mix.
Yeah, those servers went down.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of
I've
as the.
also heard not good things about that game. Like, as a driving game, I heard it's kind of shitty.
I played the demo. It was really cool. I'm not much of a driver guy, but being able to drive around Detroit was really sweet. Though I don't know any of the streets in Detroit, but I drove around where the Ambassador Bridge is. If you look on the map and you look at anywhere in Canada, Canada is really small. All of Ontario is the size of Michigan on their map.
Yeah, one of the things that I heard about that game is that it's like map of North America looks like it was drawn by an 8-year-old.
At least like Canada does. Like the North American map looks pretty good. Or I mean the United States map looks pretty
No,
good,
I've
but
even
like
heard the United States map is like really fucked up from people who live in the US. They're like, who drew this?
at least from what I noticed when I was playing in like just Detroit, that seemed pretty well done. Like a lot of the streets were there. Some of them weren't, but a lot of the streets were still there.
Oops.
You just drop your mic.
First, I have to detach this arm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard great things about Drive Club. So, I mean, I wasn't gonna buy it anyways. I think that Forza Horizon 2 is like the best fucking driving game. Oh my god, it's so good. Like, that game. That is the pinnacle of driving games for this year, I think. Like, until Gran Turismo comes out, there's not like something comparable to what Microsoft's managed to do with Forza so far. Also, like, people didn't like Forza Horizon 1, and people love Forza Horizon 2, so those guys managed to really figure that one out, which is nice. 'Cause Jesus fucking Christ, the first Forza Horizon was awful. God,
I'm
okay.
just not, I'm not a racing guy.
Yeah, understandable. Some people like racing games, some people like sports games, some people
Yep.
like wrestling games. Oh boy. That new WWE.
It is it's a horrible piece of crap.
It's got most of its features cut. I guess that's kind of to be
That's
expected first year.
even like that's not even the worst part. The game's just broken.
Is it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
This is just like strangely the year of broken games.
Yeah, there's been a lot
Assassin's
recently.
Creed Unity was broken as shit. Far Cry
Not
4 is
even.
like kind of broken too.
I wouldn't say that you're broken games, because most of like most of the year wasn't that bad.
Watch Dogs like was really broken. Battlefield 4 was really broken. Like, GTA 5 was really broken. GTA 5 only just got its online heists like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I mean,
took over a year for them to get in.
Way, if you're thinking from all the way since January, it wasn't that bad. It's just really been this last like 2 months that were really horrible.
I don't know. Watch Dogs was like pretty like broken on PC. Like it was in bad shape. And that was like what, a March game?
Did Watch Dogs come out in March?
Watch Dogs came out this year. And it wouldn't have been like January. Yeah, when did Watch Dogs come out? It would have been like March.
I thought it was like, I thought it came out in the summer. It came out, oh, May. Okay, yeah. A little bit after March.
But this year's also been like really good for some other games. Wolfenstein The New Order came out.
Yeah.
That game.
Did you see that? Did you also searched for underneath Watch Dogs?
Yeah, I did. but I played that game, and yeah, I know I own it. One of the best shooters this year. I like it more than COD, and I like it more than Titanfall. So I'm going to say best shooter of the year. And it doesn't have multiplayer.
Yeah. Pretty much anything and everything Nintendo's put out this year has been outstanding.
Yeah, I don't know if they can, like, screw up.
I heard that Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. Expensive. That's, like, the only complaint that you can levy against that game. When they announced it, I was like, oh, cool, that's going to be a neat $20 downloadable title. And it's a $40 disc title.
Yeah, I heard it's really long and some of the puzzles get really crazy at the end.
You can complete that game in, like, 6 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that including the bonus stuff you get for having 3D World?
Yes.
Okay.
You can complete it in, like, 6 hours.
Wow.
But, I mean, if you're good at puzzles. I mean, it's a puzzle game, so it's, like, one of those things where you can complete it in 6 hours, but on the other hand, it could take you 40, because you just, like, can't figure out this goddamn puzzle.
I heard some of them are really hard, some of the puzzles later in.
Yeah, they are, but...
But yeah, I can understand why like a $40 price would be a reasonable on it, but a good game's a good game. But sometimes things shouldn't be priced where they're at. What do we have? What do we have news wise?
Sorry, I'm still trying to think of what games I've played. I've been playing this War of Mine.
Oh, I was recently watching a review on that.
It's pretty good. If we got Steam sharing working again, I don't know why it's not working, but you would be able to play it because I have it. But
Steam sharing, I feel like, is just completely broken for me at the moment. I feel like we'd have to reattach it, which would
be a pain in the butt. Yeah, that's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. But the review I was watching wasn't really a review, but it was just talking about the expansion on player choice and what you choose to do in the game affects future and all that kind of stuff. They were talking about this War of Mine being really good for that.
Yeah, it is. I like that game a lot, but it feels like a game where you have to look up how to min-max it in order to actually like win, because you can kind of get screwed on like which places you can go to first and like which people you start with, because you can start with garbage characters who are like, they like children. It's like, your special ability is you like fucking children. Like, what the fuck?
Is that like, actually a...
Yes, I started with like this older, like middle-aged woman. She's like, I like children. And another guy was like good at math. And I was like, you two were fucking useless. Useless. Because like other people are like, they're good at cooking. And so they use less like water to cook. And other people are like good at scavenging, so they can carry more stuff. And other people were fast. And other people make other people happy. But
so what
I
is
like
the
children is fucking that doesn't
what,
help
what
you.
Is it, what does it do?
There's some children that can come by the house, like that you're staying in, during like random events. But you're not even guaranteed that they happen. And all it does is, I guess, like if the children are there, it would make that person happy. But like I said, garbage. I would way rather have like good at scavenging and shit.
How about the math guy?
He's okay for like building stuff, but still kind of not that great because it's also he's like an old man, and so.
So he's like, gonna die.
Can't fight. I was doing really well until I accidentally got shot, but it's because I misclicked. I thought that I had my knife out, and so I tried to stab this guy, and I didn't have my knife out, so I just walked in front of him, and then he pulled out a gun, and he shot me.
Instead, you just gave him candy, and then he stabbed you.
Instead, I walked right in front of him. I was behind him, and then I walked in front of him, and then he pulled a gun on me and shot me, and I meant to stab him. So there's like this scene in the game where you go to the supermarket and a like soldier will be standing there and he'll like try to rape this woman, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna stab this guy, like I'm gonna kill him with my knife, and I forgot to go to my weapons mode because there's like two modes and you have to click through them. And they're, like, listed on the side of the screen. Because when you're in scavenge mode, you can, like, pick stuff up. But you can't, like, fight people. And I forgot to switch modes. And I clicked on the soldier. And I just walked in front of him. And he shot me. I was like, fuck. And then I'm assuming he raped that woman. But. Dark, dark game. But fun. Well. As fun as something like that can be. I like management games. I don't know what to say. All right, let's go into some news. So CVG is shutting down.
What is CVG?
CVG is one of the oldest gaming magazines and websites.
Oh wow!
Yes, it's owned by Future. They're a publishing company, and CVG's been running for like well over a decade at this point. And they will be shutting down, I guess, this year. It looked like... So Future were talking about how they were going to try to, like, reduce their operating costs because I think they lost, $50 million in the first half of this year. And as part of that, they are closing down CVG. But it looked like CVG was going to not get shut down. But then they did. So yeah, that's like 170 jobs lost. Kind of not unexpected. Like, it's a shame, but like, no, I mean, you didn't know who CVG was.
Yeah.
Like, they're not IGN. They're as big as IGN. People don't read it. So, who'da thunk it?
DOS crazy.
Also, Twitter, not something we normally talk about on this gaming podcast. They're going to make it easier to block and report hacker or harassers. I wonder why.
I have no clue. I wonder what could have caused that. Big flashy words on the screen.
Yeah.
Like a giant LED light that I can just pull down above my head that has you know what on it.
Yeah. So one of the huge complaints about Twitter, like this year especially, and I guess like the last half of last year, is that it's hard to report harassment and like block people and kind of just stop it in general on Twitter. And this year, Twitter has, like, really tightened up. They've gotten a lot stricter on their definition of harassment so that, like, more things fall under it, but that they're more clearly defined because less things fell under it before, but it was also kind of vague, so you're like, what the fuck's harassment? And then, like, someone nonstop calling me, like, the C-word or whatever or telling me to kill myself isn't harassment? What do you mean? But, so they've almost, like... They've widened it up, but they've made it more defined, if that makes sense.
That's good.
So, hopefully, things on the Twitter will get better, because this year has been particularly bad. I mean, I don't even, I wouldn't say this is a hugely popular podcast. I mean, we get like 100 downloads a week when we release.
Yeah.
Like, reasonable enough for
exactly
for a small podcast. And like, the first week that we mentioned Gamergate, someone told me to go kill myself. I was like, yeah. What?
I used the hashtag Gamergate once, and I was told many dirty words that I did not appreciate.
Yeah, I've never used the hashtag. That
I wish I haven't.
Awful idea.
Yeah, it was. I didn't expect that people would just be searching hashtag Gamergate to bash on people on Twitter. I didn't think people did that, but now I know they do.
Oh, they definitely do.
Yeah, it's kind of saddening, but what can you do? Sponsored by Dr. Pepper. No, we're not.
No, we're not. Make that clear.
Can you get a sponsor by Dr. Pepper, Ryan?
I wish. I got a 2 liter of Dr. Pepper in my fridge. I should drink that tonight. I
the
like
whole
me some
liters?
Yep, the whole 2 liters.
Jeez. I can do that, but you gotta save some from later, unless you have more.
I've also got cream soda.
Yeah. It's good.
I should finish the cream soda first. It's already open.
Yes.
It's been open for a couple of days.
If it's open, you gotta finish it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then it can go bad or flat.
Yeah, that's the worst. Dr. Pepper goes flat real fast. You gotta finish that within 24 hours. That's the worst thing. Like, I bought I buy a 2 liter Dr. Pepper, and then like on day two I go to drink it. I'm like, fuck, I didn't quite get to it like quick enough. Son of a bitch. You like?
I always do can.
But I don't have the space to store the cans in my mini fridge. I only have a mini fridge down here. I should replace. I have two mini fridges, but one of them like was just down here, so I have to clean it out because it like looks kind of gross inside. And so I'm thinking maybe I just replace them with a fridge.
That would work.
Yeah. Especially because probably save power.
Just a little.
Too many fridges seems kind of dumb when you could just get a fridge.
Just get four mini fridges. I don't see a problem.
Yeah, just stack them on top of each other as if they were fridges. And then, like, tie all of the handles together so they all open and close together.
Make sure the very top mini fridge is really cold.
Yeah. Or the bottom.
No, it's got to be the top.
Yeah, I don't really like those bottom-loading freezers.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not right.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
We're being racist to freezers now. Bottom freezers.
Yeah, and it's funny, the house in this place has a bottom freezer, and the house that I used to live in with my mom, also bottom freezer. And they're no good, because like you gotta like bend over and like get on your knees to get stuff out of the goddamn freezer. It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, usually the bottom of the fridge is for like fruit, and it's not like you grab those ever, so...
Well, I do, but...
Maybe once in a while. Like, grab an apple or something.
Maybe Joe, I'm worried.
What?
When's the last time you ate vegetables?
So, and by 2 minutes, I mean 2 years?
Yeah, don't worry. The last time I had vegetables was on a sandwich yesterday. I don't know. Do you count onions on a sandwich as vegetables? Because then it would be this afternoon. Because I had a pierogi sandwich.
I had Taco Bell yesterday. Does that count as vegetables?
Were there vegetables in the Taco Bell?
There was some lettuce and tomatoes.
Good enough. That's my vegetables from yesterday. I had lettuce and tomatoes on a sandwich.
Awesome.
We're learning a lot about each other right now. Our listeners are like... Are they going to... How are they alive? lettuce doesn't even have nutritional value. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about, because I found it super exciting, even though it has very little to do with video games. So right now is kind of like this big graphics talk in like Zurich.
Yeah.
And... So every year there's this computer graphics talk in Zurich, and Disney always comes. Like, the Disney Research Hub is they always come and they always blow everyone's mind because they always like have the most important piece of research, which a lot of people don't think of Disney as a research company because you guys all watch just like their animations and watch Marvel movies and you're like, that's great, I love that CGI, and yeah. I'm like, I wonder whether they're bringing to Zurich this year, like what thing are they going to destroy me with. So this year they released a means of capturing eyes, like scanning human eyes and then animating the eyes. And so they capture the eyes under like 9 different light settings to get to like scan the pupil dilation to like see how the pupil like closes and opens under light. And so they have eyes that are like 3 different models laid on top of each other, like 3D like graphic models laid on top of each other, so that they get like the proper eye shape. So they have like a sphere kind of that is modeled around that is they interpolate it based off the front of the eye, and then they take side images of the eye to get the like sclera, which is kind of like that see-through part that sits over top of the eye. And they lay that on top of is another model, and they like UV map it so that it's transparent. And then they also 3D model the pupil based on scans that they get when they like shine different levels of light in your eye, so that they can get like the animation of it like compressing and opening. And it, when they show like video of it, okay, it basically fixes the uncanny valley. Like, it gets us like to the other side of it. Do you know what the uncanny valley is?
I've heard of it.
So the uncanny valley is that like when something becomes, so we kind of have like this enjoyment that we like out of animation, and so like as it becomes more human like it goes up like this, but then it like has this huge drop as when like you get to this point where it's realistic. Like if the x-axis is realism and the y-axis is like impressiveness or like enjoyment that we get, it like the graph goes up and then it drops down and then it comes back up. And at the current limitation of like our computing knowledge for graphics, like in animation, we fall in like the valley, and the valley is where like you don't like it because it looks too real, but it's not real. Like you can tell it's not real,
yeah,
but everything looks right, and so is like really unsettling. And one of the biggest issues is dead eyes. In animation, everything has dead eyes. When you play, next time you play a video game, look at the eyes, they don't move. Like watch an animated movie, the eye, like any kind of animation where it like goes for realism, the eyes are all fucked up, they don't move at all. Like the pupils don't dilate and stuff based on light, and so they look all weird. And this is how Disney is like planning to fix it, in that they can now scan eyes, because everyone's eyes are like are unique. Like your eye and my eye do not dilate the same way,
yeah,
as each other. And so this is like the way that we can fix that and give people not dead eyes. And that's, I found it super interesting.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, there's a video, they have like a whole YouTube channel. Even if you're not really into computer graphics, it's really awesome, like, watch, because they do some stuff about, like, animatronics and stuff. Like, they have a system for scanning someone's face when they, like, read off a line or something, and, like, express stuff. And then, like, by scanning that face, they can, like, do a whole, like, production to create a, like, 3D printed, like, machine that looks exactly like that face and, like, does the exact same movements.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, it looks almost exactly like the person, and is really fucking creepy. But if you are, like, at all into graphics, that channel is, like, super fucking cool. It's on YouTube. It's just called, like, Disney Research Hub.
I can't wait to see what the first animation that they end up doing with that technique inside of it will end up looking like and feeling like.
Well, they, like, have animation, like, demos in the video.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, just like showing off the eyes, and the eyes are, like, super real.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, from an actual full-length movie.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff that goes in that, like, I don't know if it's ever going to be in, like, a movie or something. Because this is, like, something that you would only chase if you're going for like hyper realism, right? Like in your animation, it's got to look real. Otherwise, you would just animate eyes like yourself from scratch. You wouldn't bother doing capture. Mm-hmm. But like for Gollum or something, right? Like that would have been great.
Yeah.
Well, not Gollum, but I don't know. Like any other characters who aren't human but need to be motion capped, basically, and like animated. I mean, that's that. So
like Ellen Page. Is that her name? What's her name from?
I mean, it would be really great for video games.
Yeah. I was thinking, I think that was it. Ellen Page from that one video game.
What was that game? It's a David Cage game.
Is it Beyond Two Souls?
Yep, Beyond Two Souls. Ellen Page, Willem Dafoe.
So if I were to play that game and look at her eyes, they'd probably be dead.
They don't move. Yeah, they're fucking weird looking.
Note taken. But yeah, that would be cool for video games.
Yeah, I'm stoked on it. I think it's going to be neat. I think it's a big step. All right.
Big step over the valley.
Yes. All right. So Valve is doing streaming now.
Yes, have they shown anything about how it's going to work, or have they just announced it?
It's already out. You can just get the beta client and use it.
Okay.
If you have a Steam beta client, you can use it.
I haven't looked into it at all. I just heard that they released it. Do you know what it looks like or anything?
It like runs in the client. So it looks like the client, and it's got a chat on the right, and then there's video in the middle, like on the left.
Does it interpret like video cam at all or voice chatting?
No, not yet. Not in this current version. But like I said, it's only in the beta like release of Steam. So it's not even like it's out. Like,
That's what I've noticed from all of these like video game console streamings is that obviously it's not going to be as good or give you any sort of customization like actually streaming from like a streaming service would be.
Yeah, but I mean, with this, they could build that into the client, kind of.
Yeah.
Just because it's on PC, so it wouldn't be, like, a huge pain in the ass. I mean,
yeah.
There's not really a way that you could do it on the Xbox or the PlayStation 4. Like, you can put in your own audio, but it's just the audio that you run from the game mic, right? And you can put in your own video, but it's just from, like, the Kinect, and you can't really customize it, because...
I think it could work with Steam just because, like you said, it's a computer and it could add in its own customization to it. But I feel like overall it's just more for a casual audience who doesn't want to take the time to learn OBS or XSplit. And it just makes it much more accessible to some other people, especially people on consoles who don't have a capture card or anything. It's just like straight up like Xbox stream and then you're doing it. So it makes it so a lot more people could stream, though it's not like you're going to get viewers at all unless you're somehow well known already on the internet or YouTube. Like I know Caddy does straight streams from his PS4, but at the same time I feel like he should be streaming through XSplit just because he has the means to do it.
Yeah, that PS4 streaming is like not particularly great bitrate. Like that video at least when I looked at them when like they launched, I was like looking at those streams and they were like pretty ass.
Yeah, they don't look good. But
there's not really like an excuse for it because, well, I mean, there is an excuse for it on like the PS4 and the Xbox One. Like if you're just streaming from the console, it's because it's expensive, like from a processing standpoint, to do that. But if you have a capture card, you should really just plug it into the capture card and like call it a day.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why I put my TV and consoles next to my computer so that my capture card is nearby.
Yeah, like it works perfectly, and I think it is designed specifically more for an audience that
doesn't know how to use it.
But... yeah, doesn't know how to use it, but still wants to share their video with either friends or just anyone who can randomly stumble upon the channel, or wants their chance at fame and glory and just starting up some kind of streaming service and being like people that they watch on the internet.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things that they've kind of been marketing this like Steam broadcasting as is like a way for your friends to watch you play games, not as like a way for strangers to watch you play games. So it'd be
Yeah.
like, hey, I don't know if this game's any good. Can you show it to me? And then like you could play a game and I could watch it. But
It's basically a way to do Skype video sharing without the horrible lag.
yeah, Skype video sharing is awful.
Yes, awful and not very. It's very laggy. Let's just go with that.
Yeah. Oh jeez, what else? Okay. So we've got a couple of games that are gonna be coming out soonish. Well, not soonish. So Broken Age's second act is coming out in the first part of 2015. Finally.
Finally, jeez, leave us on a cliffhanger forever.
Yeah, that's why I haven't played that game yet. Like
I
as
know you
much as I
haven't.
love Tim Schafer games, I just had to wait.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that game though. I managed to not be spoiled yet. Don't spoil
I am
me.
glad. I
I'll
won't.
go to Toronto and I'll punch you in the face.
I don't even live in Toronto. I'm not even.
Ontario.
I'm 4 hours away from Toronto. Don't tell me you're what, like the Americans, like 20 minute drives away.
Everything is 20 minutes away.
Some people in the States believe you can drive across Ontario in like 30 minutes, and
That's because you can
it
drive across some states in 30 minutes. I did it when
I
I was
know.
fucking. Yeah.
It's
But.
like no, driving to Ontario could like something on your
You're
version
breaking
of
up a lot.
driving. Okay. That's called my internet. It's great.
Yeah, you're not breaking up anymore.
Yay.
But yeah, I mean, Toronto's. Or Ontario is fucking huge.
It's big. It's
Yeah,
really
it's massive.
big. And like no one lives in it.
That's not
That's a lot.
true.
Yeah, Ontario is probably one of
They
the
just
most
don't live in
populated.
parts of it. That's
Yeah.
all.
It's probably one of the most
The
populated
North.
provinces. Even the north, though, because Ottawa's up there and it's the capital of Canada.
Well, I mean, North North.
Okay, yeah,
Because you go
north.
like n into Northern Ontario and you're well past Ottawa and
Yeah.
you're just in like oil and desolate waste.
I feel like more up there in northern Ontario, it's just trees. It's nothing but trees.
Yeah, and cold.
Yes.
Real bad cold. Like negative 40 cold.
Canada, come on, visit us. It's
Woo.
actually been really warm where I live recently. It hasn't gotten cold at all. There's like 2 days where it snowed, and then they just quickly melted away.
Yeah, it snowed here for like 2 hours. Hey, that's a lot of snow for us. It didn't snow here. Okay, it snowed last year, but it didn't snow the year before at all. Not once. Doesn't snow where I live.
Nope. Let's be honest.
But yes, Broken Age Act 2 is coming out early 2015. I'm excited about that. It seems like Double Fine is finally actually wrapping up some projects. Like, they finished Hack and Slash this year. Hopefully, Broken Age Act 2 will actually come out in early 2015,
Yeah,
because
then
that's another project that will be done.
we're still probably gonna have to wait for Act 3.
I thought it was only two acts.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's only two acts.
Okay, well then I'm fine with that.
Yeah. They only broke it into two parts because they needed money to like finish the second part, so they released the first half
Okay.
on like early access.
All right.
But then I think they just went not on early access anymore and just did like the episodic thing because yeah, it doesn't matter, but it's only two
Yeah.
parts. Day of the Tentacle is going to be coming out on PlayStation alongside Grim Fandango. A
Nice.
remastered Day of the Tentacle. I love Day of the Tentacle.
I've never played Day of the Tentacle,
It's really good.
but I have of Grim Fandango.
Yeah, Day of the Tentacle was the game that he worked on with Ron Gilbert before
Yeah.
they did Monkey Island. And Ron
Yeah.
Gilbert's doing a new game, a new pixel art point-and-click game that is
That's
a lot
awesome.
like Day of the Tentacle. And I think it's
Isn't
called
there a
like.
new King's Quest coming too?
Yes.
Yes, New King's Quest.
But
point and clicks are making a comeback.
You know what? I feel like every few, like, the last couple of years, that's been the case. Like, there's always some case, like, this type of point and click is coming back. And then it comes back, and I'm like, I don't really like these.
Broken Age was good, though, but you haven't gotten to experience that yet.
Yeah, I'm holding off on it. I'm going to wait.
Yeah. What else is coming out? Do we have any other?
The developer of Rust, that game that's still not done, that's in early access, is making another game called Before. So the lead designer of Rust stopped working on Rust, and like other people have been continuing on with it, like in that studio. Yeah. And he's gone and started making a game called Before, which is like a survival game that takes place in the Stone Age. It mechanically sounds a little bit like Rust. And that makes me a little bit like, I don't know how I feel about this, because you like left a project that you were working on to go do a different version of that project. Like, no, you should finish your other survival game. So like, it seemed like it was announced at the Game Awards, and it was just like, if I don't know, it feels like they should finish their other project before they go and do this one as well, because now they're just going to have two games in early access, because that's how this developer is like decided to work, basically.
Yeah.
At least traditionally, because like they did Garry's Mod, which had like a bunch of versions that were for sale. Kind of like before it was...
Sorry.
Before it was like properly released. But this was like years ago, way before early access or like Kickstarter was a thing, so there wasn't like a name for that. But like, this is how they've always kind of funded their development, and so it, I don't know, seems, I'm morally torn on the idea, I guess. Like, I don't agree with it. I feel like it's kind of a weak way to do that, but
yeah,
I'm not them. I don't know. I didn't buy Rust anyways, so I guess I can't be that upset. But if I bought Rust, I'd be a little pissed off.
You know what else was announced at the... barely announced, actually, but at the Video Game Awards?
No. What was it?
A release order of games for Nintendo. Because now we know Majora's Mask... Star
I was
Fox, gonna
bring that up later,
Zelda.
But yes,
can't wait for
they
the
showed
Zelda
off the Zelda Wii U gameplay, and it looks really good.
Hell yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks like more actiony, which is nice, because it looks like it controls right since you're just using the gamepad.
I also like how the horse kind of guides itself.
Yeah, that's nice, because then it like lets you focus on actually just playing the goddamn game.
There was another game that kind of played like that. Oh, I think it was Red Dead Redemption did something like that. And that felt really good, too, on horse. So hopefully it's a more well-put-together version of that.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good. Like, the horse was totally avoiding all of the trees, even though they were, like, pretty densely...
Yeah, like, it was a pretty
like, populated.
Big area. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, that game looked good. I like that like mechanic where like you jump off the horse and it, like slows down and you shoot a guy in the face.
That was sweet.
Yeah, I wish that they like just like picture and pictured those guys like Miyamoto's head in with God, I can't remember his name.
Reggie?
No, the designer of Zelda.
Oh, the other guy that was sitting with him?
Yeah.
I forget his name too.
Doesn't matter. Well, I mean, it does. But I wish that they just, like, picture-in-pictured their heads in and then, like, just game-captured the footage of Zelda rather than, like, filming the TV, because you couldn't really see it that well. So a little bit disappointing. Speaking of other Nintendo news, Nintendo has confirmed that they're going to stop manufacturing some Amiibos, which means I have to go out... Well, the ones that don't sell well, apparently.
Yeah.
Because of shelf space stuff, which means I have to go out and get my Wii Fit trainer as soon as I can.
Yep.
Because they probably didn't sell out of Wii Fit trainers, but I want a goddamn Wii Fit trainer.
Takashi Tezuka?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that you pronounced that wrong.
I am okay with that. I am not Japanese, so... yeah,
I would have to look at his...
They also announced that they will no longer
be...
Yeah, it
would be Koizumi, not Kazuma, because there's an I. But the one that was there... But that wasn't the one. It's Eiji Aonuma.
Okay. Nintendo also announced that... I don't know if this was actually announced, but I have heard that they are no longer releasing GameCube adapters. They have stopped development of GameCube adapters.
They sold out of them is what happened. They did not say that they're not going to make more. They sold out of those motherfuckers, and they only made one wave of them.
Our suppliers, since I work at a retro game store, the supplier that we have who works directly with Nintendo had told us that Nintendo is not making any more.
Mm. Well, Nintendo didn't make them in the first place. Someone else made them. Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that they wouldn't make more, especially since there's going to be tournaments, and tournaments are going to want a shit ton of those.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I couldn't get one because they were sold out by the time that I went and picked up the game, so...
I've been playing with one, and they're really good, though I still don't see the point in it, and I feel like it would have just been cooler if they made the Pro Controller. I don't see why we had to bring the GameCube controller back.
Yeah, I really like that Pro Controller, so I've just been using that. Well, I've been using the gamepad because I don't have enough of them.
It really works just as fine. There's no point in...
Yeah, I think it's a better controller overall anyways.
There's no point in bringing a controller from two generations back just for one game.
Yeah,
because, like, there has been no patches to...
I mean, for tournament stuff, I see why they would want a wired controller, but it's the only game that uses a wired controller, because...
They could have easily released a USB wired Pro Controller.
But the Wii U, like, is not designed in a way that it reads signal over the USB ports. Yeah, like there's just no USB like signal sent along, so they don't read it. Like there's nothing done there.
How exactly do the adapters work then?
Well, they only work for that one game for that reason.
Okay.
Like the Pro Controllers aren't designed in that fashion, so you wouldn't be able to just plug a Pro Controller like in, and you would have to patch all of the games to read the port.
I guess so.
You'll see that with wireless 360 controllers. There's a USB port on them, right? But you can't plug that USB port into a computer and get a signal because there's no signal sent along the USB line.
Wait, what?
A wireless 360 controller?
Yes, a wireless.
If you plug into the USB on the back of it.
Oh, you mean where the battery charger goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's no signal sent along it, so you can't like plug it into a PC and get a signal. It only runs exclusively off Bluetooth. So,
but
however,
I mean,
you can plug a Xbox One controller by USB into a PC and get a signal, which is why I don't use my 360 controller anymore, because that Xbox One controller is so much fucking better.
But I mean, if they were to create a wired version,
but they'd have to go back and patch everything. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. But like, it's the same thing. They released these GameCube controllers, and obviously, they're not going to work with any other games, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, it seems like a shame.
But what can you do?
Yeah. Whatever. All right. I guess we will. Okay, Witcher 3 is getting delayed until May. I think that was a quick thing to talk about because I want to go through these in a specific order. There's three stories left, this being one of those three.
Okay.
So, Witcher 3 is delayed until May. A little bit disappointed about that because I was really looking forward to playing it in February.
I'm okay with that, mostly because I don't care that much, and B, it just means they have more time to work on it.
Yeah, exactly. I would rather it be perfect when it comes out than
have to deal with another broken game.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, they don't do that generally. Like,
yeah.
Witcher 1, for example, wasn't broken technically. I mean, it had kind of like mediocre art and bad voice acting, but it was their first game and they didn't have money. But when The Witcher sold well and got critical like praise, they released a director's cut, which you could get an upgrade to for free, which was a like 6 gig patch, and it replaced all of the art and voice acting. I think that was one of those like things that made people who were like who liked The Witcher like fans of The Witcher, because they liked the game, it was okay, but then they released a 6 gig patch like a year and a half later. They're like, we made so much money off that game that we've gone back and remastered the whole thing for free and like redid all of the voice acting and everything and just made it like a superb game and then re-released it for free.
Yeah, that's really nice of them, especially not charging for it either, because they could have easily shipped it in a CD or as its separate game on Steam and been like, buy the remastered version.
Yeah, it was free, but also it only came out like a year later, so
yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for that game. So, I mean, if there's any game that I think can beat Zelda next year for me, it's that game. All right, two pieces of news left. Not surprisingly, Sony is making another God of War game.
Really? Didn't kind of end the trilogy?
Basically, during the PlayStation Experience this weekend, someone kind of accidentally mentioned that they are making another God of War game.
I see. I can't say I'm not surprised.
So here, I got the story up here. The director of God of War 2 told a panel that Santa Monica Studios is making another God of War game. And are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, your video just froze us all. So the director of God of War 2 told a panel that Santa Monica Studios is making another God of War game, and even though Santa Monica Studios is like, haha, no we're not, but yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, IGN... Okay, Game Informer, like, tweeted about it, and IGN, like, reported the statement made of the panel. I mean, they haven't really said anything, but I wouldn't be shocked if they're making another God of War game. That's, like, a huge franchise for them. So, I mean,
yeah,
figure a way out.
It was one of PlayStation 2's biggest.
And 3. I mean, they were probably... Yeah. Sorry, I mean, they ended the trilogy on 3, right? And
yeah.
Then they released even more.
True. PSP games and...
Yeah, so, I mean, if they're not, I'd be surprised.
Yeah. If it makes money, why not make it?
Yeah. Games are so... Games like that are so big and expensive to make that you, like, don't take risks. All right. One last piece of news. What do you know about Street Fighter?
Are hitting everyone with...
You broke up.
Copyright claims. That they're hitting everyone with copyright claims.
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they hit Angry Joe after sending him stuff to review it with. They're like, here's our assets and here's the video. Okay, and then he puts out a video on it and gets hit by copyright. Also, now it's a PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, so Street Fighter V has been confirmed as a PS4 and PC exclusive.
Yep.
And is going to have cross-platform play, which means, I guess, you can play against people on PC on your PS4 or whatever.
I don't really think Microsoft cares.
I think it's a big a big takeaway. Like, Street Fighter is the, like, because Street Fighter is...
I hear PC, and I'm like, well, PC's Microsoft. They're obviously making money on it. Then I'm like, oh, wait, no. Steam is making money on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Microsoft obviously cares because it's a big blow to their console business, which is the part where they take away the most money because of the licensing stuff. And, like, Street Fighter is the core of the fighting game community. I mean, I like Injustice, but, I mean, fucking everyone plays Street Fighter. Like, my favorite fighting game is Tekken, but everyone goddamn plays Street Fighter. I play Street Fighter. I mean,
yeah.
If you like fighting games, you do not not play Street Fighter.
Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom, from what I can tell, are kind of the main ones out there right now. But, like, Street Fighter is the
Marvel
main...
Marvel vs. Capcom, I think, has, like, been popular lately, but...
Street Fighter is, like, S tier, while, like, Marvel vs. Capcom and a few others are A tier.
Yeah, like, I would put Marvel vs. Capcom, like, along with, like, Tekken and stuff.
Yeah.
I vastly prefer Tekken. I think that Tekken is a better game, but, yeah, Street Fighter, like, everyone plays it. And now it's a PS4 exclusive, so, I mean, it's just won the fighting game community, basically. Like, if you play fighting games, you're buying a PlayStation 4, because...
Yep.
It's the only system to have. Unless you're going to play on PC. I mean, the fact that they announced that it's going to be on PC, like, they released Street Fighter for PC, but, I mean, Street Fighter 4, but it took forever. Like, it wasn't in parity.
Yeah.
And this implies that there will be some kind of parity, because they've announced, hey, we're releasing on PC, like, well before the game is coming out. And exactly. They didn't do that last time around. And so, I mean, if there's some kind of parity in the release, then maybe PS4 isn't the main, like, the place where people play that game. Maybe it ends up being PC. Because, I mean, like, LAN parties are a big thing. Whereas, like, there's not really an equivalent with consoles, excluding Evo. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know, name a place where people go and... bring 1,000 Xboxes and play, like, Halo, like, in the same room. I don't have one, right?
MLG, that's pretty much
but,
all I can
but think. You're, like, invited to MLG. You don't bring your own Xbox and sit down at a table to play at MLG. Like,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
LAN, but it's, like, for people who have already made it to MLG, whereas, like, there are huge goddamn LANs for PC, like, to play Counter-Strike and stuff and just anything.
Yeah.
And they just don't really have, like, a console equivalent, except for Evo, where, like, you bring your goddamn fight stick and, like, sit down at a TV and play random strangers because it's open tournament.
Yeah.
Like, and, I mean, with PC being a platform for Street Fighter V, you could maybe see less consoles at Evo next time around. But on the other hand, maybe you just see a shitload of PS4s.
Who knows? Because that's a lot of money for Evo to drop. Unless they start asking people to bring their own PS4s.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how it's going to play out.
And since it's cross-platform, maybe you can see PCs and PS4s working in tandem.
Well,
but since it's
that seems like
it
would be a big
pain
in the fucking ass. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what, the people who get to play on the PS4 against the people on the PC just get mad about the frame rate? Like...
Yeah, double the frames.
It just seems like, yeah, pretty much. It seems like it would make sense to put that type of game on PC and play it as the competitive platform, because you get that nice 120Hz monitor hooked up and run that game at 120 frames, and, well, that's twice as many frames as 60, so...
Yeah.
And, I mean, people who say, oh, you can't see that, it doesn't matter, you feel it, so...
Yeah.
Also, you can kind of see it. It, like, the smoothness is just so significant. All right, then. I don't really have any other news. Do you have any news?
You kind of missed one huge, giant piece of news.
Which one is that?
Ralph Baer passed away.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Yeah.
I guess for people who don't know who Ralph Baer is, Ralph Baer... He made, like, the first video game console for homes. What was it? Like, the
Brown Box.
The Brown Box, but there it became
the Magnavox.
The Magnavox Intellivision.
No, the Magnavox Odyssey.
What the fuck is an Intellivision, then?
An Television came later.
Yeah, okay.
That was around the Atari time and then television.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And he had a table tennis game that predates Pong by several months. But he also like is he's basically considered like the father of video games, invented the light gun, which is, well, it was on the SNES, obviously, and like is the precursor to Wiimotes and the Kinect and all of this other shit that is like really big right now. So very much ahead of his time. He also like, oh, what games did he make? He's credited with like design credits on some like pretty substantial games.
I assume so.
I'd have to look them up though. It's, yeah. Let me just check some of these games because I can't remember all of them. He's got like a bunch of inventions though. Like he created Simon.
Yep. Simon says, boop, 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 boop,
Yeah,
and
the
same
machine
buttons.
with the four buttons.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess he made Simon, Super Simon, and
Super duper Simon, bop it. Just kidding.
then another pattern matching game called like Maniac.
Yep. Sad to see someone like that go. But not everyone can live forever.
Yeah,
And
he was
he lived,
92.
yeah, he lived for a long time, so.
Yeah, but a great man for video games.
Yes, he was.
Well then, I guess besides that, we should be pretty much done. I think that covers the last couple of weeks, and now I think next week probably starts Game of the Year talks. Yeah.
Yay! I haven't played
We
anything.
always make really good friends at Game of the Year talks.
Oh, yes, we do.
How dare you like that game more than this other game? Okay,
This
listen.
game is the
If
best
you
game.
admit that you don't think that game is the best game of the year, I'll admit this game isn't best game of the year. All right, deal. If you want to know about some Game of the Year talks, you check out fucking Giant Bomb. Those guys are brutal. There's like eight of them, and they just podcast every day for a couple hours, and like for a whole week, and they just
Yeah.
and then they just release it. And at the end of the podcast, they're like, at the end of like the 21st hour of podcasting, they're like, yep, this is the game of the year, I guess. And no one leaves happy because everyone's game of the year didn't get game of the year. They're like, yeah, I guess fucking Zelda can be game of the year, whatever. And then Brad walks off mad about not getting Dota 2 to be game of the year. All right. I'm good. You're good.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm always good.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching the 76th episode of the Dapper Gaming Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.